Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Let's talk a little bit about medicine here. The FDA has approved another COVID booster if you're 50, so some people will or should be getting their fourth shot, huh?
Yeah, so over the age of 50, it's available. It's interesting, if you read what the FDA said, it's not like they're recommending it, saying people should have it. They just want it to be available. So, okay, I'm cool with that too. I think that we need to have a discussion about who should go and get that fourth dose. I'll tell you, John, of my own patients, I got a news alert on my phone, and within 10 minutes, I got a dozen text messages from patients wanting to know what they should do. And so there's a group of people out there, obviously, who've really been waiting for this.
Mm-hmm.
People are rightfully concerned about their immunization status, and they just want to know what to do, particularly people over the age of 50, and I would say in particular, people over the age of 65. So maybe we should break it down a little bit. What do you think? Should we talk about it that way?
Maybe so. Here's my prediction, though. Dr. Jeffrey Copen's on a phone line. This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. They are relentless in their pursuit of better health care. I think it's going to be harder to get people to get that fourth shot than any shot we've asked people to get so far. Those of us who are 1, 2, and 3 feel not invincible, but it just doesn't seem so necessary now. I think they're going to have trouble getting the sort of compliance that they've had so far, such as it was, Doc. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's part of the reason why FDA said we're going to make it available, but we're not recommending it, and we certainly are not mandating it. And I think the key thing here is with the data that are available to us right now, what do we know about people who are vaccinated? People who are vaccinated have great protection, not necessarily against infection, like from Omicron. We all know plenty of people who've been vaccinated who got Omicron. But more importantly, the vaccines prevent people from getting ill, requiring hospitalization, and dying. And that's the key thing. If getting Omicron now means you have the equivalent of a cold or maybe a bit of the flu,
yep.
If it feels like you have the flu, that's great, right? You don't get so sick. You don't need to go to the hospital. You're not going to get deathly ill, and thankfully you're not going to die. That's what these vaccines can do for us, and that's what it does. And we have enough information to know that if people are fully vaccinated, which means with two of the mRNA vaccines, or if they're people like us, John, who've gotten the booster, the third, or if on top of the vaccines you've also got natural infection,
mm-hmm.
Your overall immunity is most likely good enough that if you contract COVID, you're not going to get deathly ill. You're not going to require a hospitalization. So that's a really good thing for people to know. Now, here's the important caveat. If you're over 65 years of age, by definition, the biology of your immune system is not as robust as it was when you were younger. So people over the age of 65, they should seriously consider, regardless of what their overall health status is, to get the second booster, the fourth dose. People over the age of 50 who have things like heart disease, they've undergone cancer treatment, they have other types of mild chronic illnesses, those kinds of people might want to consider also getting the fourth dose. But if you're healthy and you're young and you've been vaccinated, you're good right now without having to get a booster shot.
I'm going to take a break, Doc. Come back with me and answer 3 questions at least. What about preschoolers getting the vaccine? What's the latest on that? What's the lag time between my last booster before I should get that fourth shot? And did you hear what Dr. Murphy said to Dean Richards over the weekend? Let me play a clip for you, your colleague. I want your comment on that too. Doctor, let's crank out a couple calls and text messages. Do you mind?
Of course. Let's go ahead.
preschoolers, when will they be able to get the vaccine? Should they get the vaccine?
So right now, the manufacturers are busy testing vaccine in children under the age of five. And those data should be presented to FDA, hopefully within the next several weeks, for evaluation. And we should get a recommendation one way or the other from FDA and then CDC. We're hoping by the end of April, the first part of May at the latest.
What about the lag time between my last booster and the next booster? How long does it last?
So today, FDA said, if you're going to do this, wait a minimum of 4 months before getting the second booster.
Well, I would think that it would have been efficacious for longer than 4 months, doctor.
Yeah, so it's what is it that we're trying to achieve, John? That's really the question. And the data that were available to FDA to make this decision is not crystal clear. One of the most important points here, everyone's got to remember, is that we're trying to make these decisions in real time with less than perfect data, right? Yeah. That's been what we've been dealing with through the last 2 years of the pandemic, right? Everything is unfolding in real time before us, and we don't have the ability to wait months or years like we do with other medical decisions that we make at times. When we believe we have the best data that we can hope to have to make certain decisions. So I really feel for the FDA scientists.
I do too. Absolutely.
They have to make these decisions because they're making it with less than perfect data under a lot of pressure coming from lots of different directions, and they're trying to give the best advice that they can. And frankly, I like this decision because what they're saying is, hey, everybody out there over the age of 50, go ahead and make what's the best decision for you. Consult with the people that you want to and make the best decision that you can that fits for your situation.
But if 4 months is the period of time, maybe I'm going to take my face mask with me a little more often then, because I'm at 4 months plus. I wanted to bring Steve Bertrand from the newsroom in here. Hey, Steve.
Hi, doctor. I just was curious, you were talking about the FDA and their decision-making process. They did this, or they made this decision without the input of that outside panel that we've learned so much about in the last 2 years. I wonder why you think they did that or what you make of that.
Yeah, I think the FDA scientists, Steve, felt that with the data that were available to ask the expert panel to come in, there would probably be a lot of various opinions that would be voiced by the outside group. And the FDA just wanted to say, let's go ahead and give the opportunity for people who want this to get it. We're not going to mandate it. There's not going to be a government initiative to mandate this. But where we are right now in the pandemic, for those people that want to get the fourth, let's go ahead and do it. So I think it was really more of a question of efficacy more than anything else, and maybe trying to minimize some of the controversy that would come if they were to open this up to the outside panel.
Mm. I want to pick up another phone call or two as well. This is Jim. You're on WGN with Dr. Hi, Jim. You're on WGN.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Real quick question. The fourth dose here, which is the second booster dose, Doc, is it going to be the same? It'll be a half dose as the original, or do we have a choice to do it full or half dose?
Yeah, Jim, great question. It's the half dose. So whether you get Moderna or whether you get Pfizer, it will be a half dose of what the original two doses were, and it will be the similar dose to what the first booster was.
And no options, that's good enough, huh, Doc?
Yeah. And that's all the data that's out there is about boosters at this level. There's no thought that we need to give the higher dose. The antibody response to the booster dose, the smaller dose, is quite robust. So it's okay to get it that way.
Well, if I'm an antibody, and just think about that for a minute, I must think, oh my God, I got to do it again. Are you kidding me? Seriously? Another version of this thing? Okay, here we go. But I guess that's what's happening inside our bodies, huh?
Yeah, so, you know, it's important to understand there's two, think of the immune system that deals with viruses, John, is two pieces. There's the antibody response that has to do with fighting off the initial infection. But then once the virus does infect a person, there's a second part of our immunity. It's called cellular immunity, things like T cells that everybody's been reading about and hearing about. These things are incredibly successful in fighting off a bad infection with COVID. It's because of the T cells that immunize people who get infected do so well. And that's what everybody should feel good about. So, John, you're up more than 4 months out from your booster dose.
Yeah.
Your cellular immunity is terrific. And we know that just based on the experience now of hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. So you're actually in a good place because you've been vaccinated fully with a booster. So even though your antibody levels might have come down a bit, that only has to do with the acute infection. But the body's ability to really fight off the infection is quite good because you're fully immunized.
Dr. Jeffrey Copeman, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Nice to talk to you as always, Doctor. Thanks for your help today.
All right, John. And nobody be overly cynical about our Bears.
Words to live by.